from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it is our turn to put on our GM caps, so we get a chance to have our opinion. Is there a loose end or two? What, it could be just perfect for you. Do you have a suggestion? Let's just say we have DQ's ear for a moment, or we just moving full steam ahead. Anything, DD, that you would like to see altered? And if not, what's the most exciting part about this next week for you?
Games. Games, games, and more games. We don't got to talk about training camp or practice. Not to be on my Allen Iverson, but we don't have to worry about any practice of that stuff. We get to talk games.
Yeah, games. Games and game strategies. And it is almost a little bit too far out for me to pace myself, because it's not this week. It's, you know, we got 2 weeks. It's not this weekend. But that's where the college is going to take care of me. That's going to be my oatmeal, is the college ball. It's going to hold me over. I always like to ask, and we got so many different ways you can do this now, because cable, pay-per-view, and the whole thing. But I've found the only way to really lock it down is to say that if you could only watch one game, what would that game be? College game. One college game that you're locked into, what would that be? Team 980, listener line 301-230-0980. And what is the one unit from the pro side that you're most excited about that maybe we haven't spent enough time talking about it, and maybe they haven't even played yet? What are you most confident about with the burgundy and gold? So give you a shot at both of them. Collegiate side, what collegiate game strikes the most interest in you, seeing them come out of the blocks? And then from a pro side, we've been talking a lot about this team, what units, and it's easy. And I will allow Bobby Wagner's name to be used on this, because almost everybody just want to see this dude go eat, man. Want to see him him behind Allen and Payne scraping, going downhill. We have not seen that on a consistent basis since the captain. What a difference that's going to make to this defense. And once you now can take that runaway, and now you force people to be one-dimensional. And that helps you. It's got to help the play caller defensively. Got to be able to help it. And so we hope so. That'll be interesting. 301-230-0980 is that number. I think I know with Denton, it's going to be the first game played. And that's going to be Howard and Rutgers. The first thing on will be the first thing, the most excited thing he is about. and because he has dual interests in these games, which is cool. And that's what keeps it. That's what keeps it kind of going. Have I asked you who your odds are? Do you have a favorite for the Heisman before college even kicks off?
I do. It is Jalen Milroe.
Okay, good.
At Alabama. Okay. Number has come down a little bit, but I got it at 14-1. I feel good about it at 14-1. So that is that's the selection that I made.
Pretty good chance he's going to be on a pretty good team. And man, his skill set is crazy. This dude is an athletic freak. It's going to be fun. That's going to be interesting. But it's so much to cover. I mean, you do it for a living, but is there anybody close from an athletic standpoint to Milroe?
I mean, there's a ton of guys in college football that have the ability to maneuver around the pocket, to make plays with their legs, and then
with his size?
To throw it.
Okay.
I mean, you like Sanders is at least in the conversation. He can move. He can throw. I don't know if he's as big as Jalen Milroe is, and his team's not nearly as good.
Yeah.
So we don't care necessarily about him as much, but I think you will. You know, they're really pushing Colorado is to get everybody to view Shedeur Sanders like he's going to be a high first round pick. I don't know that that's the case, but he has the ability to go out there and prove that to be the case. But Jalen Milroe, from an athleticism standpoint, he's up there. You know, he's in a class of his own potentially. I think there are a couple other guys that have that potential, but he's the one that we've at least seen it done at this level and has now the ability to continue it.
Yeah, the Colorado deal, I mean, it's been on all the debate shows and everyone's discussed this about Prime. And I can only think, it's so fresh in my mind, the TCU game and the victory and them coming off, you know, the national championship game and where we were then in the first 3 weeks, and then he got off to a great start, and then to lose that loss to Stanford. And from that point on, it's been a slow drip. And he's not the only person that has not been able to recruit a team through the tunnels and funnels and make it work. I mean, I guess it's possible. I don't know a lot about his opponent. But if this is not a success, what's going to be a bigger story? I mean, the biggest story in the country is if Ohio State does not win a national championship, the whole staff could be blown up. Is there a bigger story than that I'm missing?
Well, it would not be their whole staff. It might be someone very high on their staff, but it would not be their whole staff. There are a couple other guys they have to keep. I mean, Brian Hartline is one of the highest paid assistant coaches in all of college football because he's such a good recruiter. He gets like $2 million. He's a receiver coach.
Mm-hmm.
So like he's staying. I mean, look, you don't hire Chip Kelly just because. So like there is an assumption where if Ryan Day doesn't make it through this year, you don't have to look far for a guy that has been a head coach at the college level. Now, Chip said he didn't want to deal with all of the NIL and the transfer portal and all that stuff. He just wanted to coach. But the thing is, if you're going to coach in college, that stuff is unavoidable. So he's right there in the wings, waiting in the event where Ryan Day loses to Michigan and loses a national championship or something along those lines where someone in Columbus pulls out the checkbook and says, I have enough money to get him out of here. Here you go, Ohio State.
I know, and a part of me, wants to think that's crazy, but it's not crazy. They believe it. As well as he's done, they don't care. They really believe that it comes down to beating the team up north and then the national championship. And the money that they have invested in NIL and their whole program, it's like a pro team in what they've invested. And that, you know, you're a tip pass away. You're one block. It's just, there's just no guarantee. There are no guarantees. And I wonder where, and I haven't asked you this. Do you Do you put out a top 10 or 5, or does Denton Dave do you forecast before it starts?
No.
You don't, right?
No. Okay. I got so many different jobs already.
I mean, boss does. I mean, he's got so many different lists, and he's got so many different things. I was wondering, had he lured you into any of your preseason? I'm sure he's already picked his national champion. And
I think we'll do that next week.
Oh, okay. I'm a week off. Okay. No, it's a gift, man. I envy you guys. It's unbelievable to be able to see the future like that. This is probably the least amount I've heard from Oklahoma, who is a superpower. To me, they are. And I wonder, do you feel that same way? To me, they're never out of it. But I don't hear as much rumblings from Norman.
Well, they're not as good. We don't know what their quarterback is.
Okay.
You know, they have a young quarterback who is a five-star in Jackson Arnold, played a little bit so far in his college career, but he's never played the amount that they're going to ask him to play this year. So there's a big question mark on what is he going to be. You know, we've seen five-star quarterbacks come in and be really, really good. And then we've also seen guys like DJU, who's now on school number 3 and can't throw the ball more than 5 yards down the field for Florida State. So you can never quite know what a five-star is going to be.
Oh, man, that dude. It's not funny, but it just kills me. And it's so, I mean, he just holds programs hostage. And they go after it, and it doesn't go. Jimbo, I don't think you and I have never had this in-depth college football powwow. I don't know, where do you stand with A&M? I think they got off the hook.
Well, you know, now that Jimbo's not there anymore, I mean, that puts them in a better spot with Mike Elko, the head coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what Jimbo did you ever come up with a reason as to what happened?
Yeah, he's annoying.
Okay.
he's a pain. That's what happened. Really good at recruiting, and then the wins didn't necessarily come with it. And somebody, I mean, he has the best job in the world right now. They paid him a lot of money to go away.
Oh, yeah. Was it 34? Yeah, I know.
It was like $70 million.
$70 million, yeah.
If you pay me $70 million and never see me again, I promise you will not see me again.
Yeah, he got a Russell Wilson deal. But I was always shook up by that because I thought that for a minute that he really had something going offensively, and I was a little surprised at that. It wasn't about 4 years ago, but they had the number one recruiting class. And just fell flat on their face.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago, yeah. Is there anybody that we should be discussing more from a college football standpoint that we're not, that you think could be somebody to be reckoned with in 3 months?
I mean, maybe Virginia Tech out of the ACC. We'll have that answer. It'll be a much easier answer on Monday, seeing what happens with Miami and Florida, what happens tonight with NC State. NC State's not going to lose, but just seeing what they're going to look like tonight. They have a far inferior opponent. But if Miami loses to Florida, that's a chaos machine because they have so much high expectations, especially now considering that Florida State's already lost. So even without playing a game in week 0, you put yourself in an advantage because one of your arch rivals and one of the teams that was going to compete, at least in theory, for the ACC is now down a loss. Yeah. But if they lose to Florida, especially this Florida team that's not expected to be very good at all, there's going to be chaos in Miami for a guy like Mario Cristobal, who was supposed to be the savior of South Beach and has turned into anything but that.
Yeah, you call it. I mean, it's serious. I mean, that Florida, Florida State thing is for real. All you have to do is have been in a game to do a game. Especially in Gainesville. It's just, but then again, there's a half a dozen of, or there's a dozen of these that carry the same weight, you know, same juice. And it is just, that's why it's special. And the Big Ten, and you know, we know who's coming in, and we know, but I also know who's been there. And I don't say they get away with murder because it's a fine program. But at some point, the way Penn State recruits and all the juice they have, are we ever going to expect more or are we ever going to demand more from them?
I've been expecting more for 3 years. Demand is a different
We don't demand
ask
it, though.
Because I don't have the money to make demands. But if they miss out on the 12-team playoff, like, it's a lot easier to miss out on a 4-team playoff. There's only four teams. It's a big country out there. A lot of teams out there. Only four. Yeah. And you've been so stuck in Penn State with Michigan and Ohio State, you're pigeonholed. It's tough to get through those teams. Mm-hmm. But now with a 12-team playoff where you can lose a game or two and still get in, assuming that you finish the season strong, you have no other option but to get in to the college football playoff. If not, there is going to be a storm brewing for one of my bald brethren, James Franklin.
Boy, you call that out. Boy, you're right. There's going to be a lot more heat on big programs that generate lots of money, have big crowds, and haven't kissed championship first place trophies in a minute. It's going to be an outstanding October, November. I mean, it's just a lot to get after. So we'll find out. And that's the beautiful thing about this, man, that you can actually make a living doing this, which is scary. And then once you make your first trip to Baton Rouge and for the night game for the Tigers, I'm going to try to – my goal for you is to get Sheehan to I don't know if we can pull it off for this Christmas, but one of these got to be able to get you to your dream college football matchup at the venue.
I mean, we talk about LSU all the time.
Dude. Night game, LSU, parking lot, smell just like gumbo. Why? Because they're cooking gumbo in that parking lot. It's like an outdoor cookout. Yeah, man. I mean, it's just, and that's the beauty, man, of college ball. And I know there's been a lot, we're a little bit in transition. We haven't done everything just right. But I sure hope they get it fixed. I don't want them to F this thing up because it is just so right when it's, you know, when they get it right and we get the full blend of it and there's no violence. It's just straight out hard competition, camaraderie, and tying together generations of people that, you know, cheer for the old alma mater and shake hands and it's over and get ready for the following year. But that's a healthy thing, man. It's good. And you and the Hokies in this new relationship, wow. Ooh, that's going to be great. And I'm going to do all I can to try to get Coach to get you down there for a live show so you can breathe the air as Sandman gets it going. Yep, you're going to give me a fun bunch high five for that one. I'm going to pull it off. I'm going to make it happen. Yeah, I'm going to promise you that. I'm going to make it happen. Question on the Burgundy Gold front is that who will be the starting corners when they hit the field against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Who will be the starting cornerbacks? Hold that thought. We take a break.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here on the Sheehan Show, DOC and Double D, right here for you, Team 980. Back in.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.